Welcome to the final episode of the second season of Your Career Choice or Chance podcast, focusing on Gen AI in the workplace. I'm Alex, your AI host, and today we're wrapping up our season with a special recap episode where I'm taking the lead in asking the questions. My guests today are our super hosts from this season, Mike McDade, Ritu Reyna, and Yael Schur.
Hello, everyone. Mike McDade here. I am ready to dive into the highlights of this season. We have a lot of them. It was a long season. I think we had 13 episodes.
Can't believe that we had 13 episodes, and I'm excited to be here with all of you and reflect our insightful discussion.
I'm happy to be here, and it looks like yesterday that we decided to roll out season two. And here we are, 13 episodes, and looking back to our journey and reflection.
What were some of the most memorable insights or takeaways from this season's discussions on the intersection of Gen AI and the workplace?
This is a good question. It's also making me stretch my memory a little bit. The beauty of the season is we really covered a lot of ground, right? We covered privacy in data and AI, right? We covered the adaptation of the workforce, how each of us is impacted as employees and employers. We talked about how different industries are thinking about it, not just software companies or tech companies, right? But how it's impacting everyone, really. We also talked about the good, right? There was discussion on the risk, but we talked about the opportunity. Maybe it'll be a little cliche to say the world a better place, but certainly that we could make us more productive people and free up time to focus on things that we'd rather be focused on or that are more interesting or higher value from a work perspective. So I think there were a lot of really good discussions, a lot of really topical and timely Gen AI topics that were covered this season.
I agree. I also was super impressed with the variety of viewpoints and also people from different disciplines that are involved. This is running across all the disciplines and having a legal perspective and a marketing perspective and a learning perspective. It was so many perspectives, really, that they showed me how multidisciplinary this thing is, and I was so excited.
And I think, you know, for me, I saw two worlds going on together. One was our internal world of Amdocs, where we were meeting so many people and they were giving their perspectives. One was the larger world outside, where was the storm was happening. And some places, you know, you would see the intersection of the both, because industry is moving, we are moving. So for me, seeing these two lenses at the same time was helping me to see the connection, what is going in the world out there, how is it impacting organizations, professions, teams, careers.
Maybe I'll add one other thing to it, which is, although we covered a lot of topics, like some of the things really stuck out in terms of what's coming next. The technology is changing a lot as we speak, right, in this season. But I think the what's coming next part is super exciting, right? And most of our guests, when we talked about multimodality in the episode with Itai, and when we talked about creating inclusive and responsible AI with Lila, each of these really related to all of this massive change that's happening today, but this, I think, great promise of what happens tomorrow. It's really a huge opportunity for people and for employees to do things in new and innovative ways, which I think is super exciting.
Yeah, and I just want to add one thing. The important is the learning curve and how fast we are able to keep up with that. And I'll just give an example. The episode which I had with Esti, and she mentioned about managing a team of humans and machines. And after that episode, few people messaged me, is it really existing in the real world? We thought it's a distant theory, which was a kind of eye-opening that sometimes people feel that, you know, it's an imaginary, it will come one day, we will deal with it. I think some of our episodes brought those real things which people were able to say, oh my God, it's really happening and out there.
How has the conversation around Gen AI in the workplace evolved throughout this season? And what trends or patterns have emerged?
So for sure, I think we moved from skepticism, which was very dominant in the beginning, to some acceptance as a potential transformative force for Gen AI. And then we moved back to skepticism. So it's like a spiral, I believe. And it depends what happens in the world or what have we heard or things emerge or there were some hallucinations in some place or in the media around us. So it constantly moves and the pendulum still moves. And like any other disruption, this will probably land somewhere, but it's still very disruptive stages of it. I think we also saw some increase of focus on collaborations between, you mentioned it before, humans and AI. And the work together. And does this really happen? Which Esti brought like very strongly and resonated. And last but not least from my end is the recognition of upskilling and reskilling and thriving in this. And throughout this, we had a really big hackathon happening in the background, and we saw some people really gearing up for it and falling in love with this and falling out of love with this. So all of this is constantly moving, and there is constant movement around this, I believe. What do you say?
I'll add to your comment, Gail, which I think is, there's always, in any technology, there's the hype curve, right? I think we talked about it this season in different episodes as well, right? I think we have an emotional roller coaster hype curve on this so far, right? Like, it went up, it went down, it went up, it went down. And every time there was a headline, right? GPTX is released and it's capable of Y. And then 3 days later, they're like, oh, GPTX is worse than the prior GPT, right? Or they tried to put in guardrails to prevent this and it actually caused this. We're living, I think all living, this evolution of this technology that isn't perfect, right? We acknowledge that this season. And I think learning, it's tricky to learn how to work with that, right? And I think we heard that echoed in some of the guest comments this season, is that you don't put all your eggs in one basket, you learn to evolve with it. So I think the really interesting thing is that while I anticipated maybe early in the season, we would end one place, I think we've ended somewhere else, right? Which is a bit of this like in-between territory, right? Where we're not as maybe mature as we thought we might be by this point. But we're learning a lot, right? And the field goal, right? The goalposts, right, are moving as we move through the technology, right? Which I think is super interesting.
And I just want to give one example, because I relate to what Mike and EL is talking about, the roller coaster ride and how what we started and we ended with something else. Even before this episode and Gen AI wave, the first impression was about the legal profession getting redone and ChatGPT can pass all the exams and there is no need of a legal profession. And while we were on this episode, we started talking about ethics of the generative AI and what is the legalities and the moralities it has to follow. So I think such examples we saw, which were like a pendulum swinging here and there. But I think what was very good about our podcast, we brought the experts to the listeners who were closest to the problems in the real scenarios, and they were giving the practical perspectives, which was at least trying to create clarity in our audience in terms of how they should navigate and move forward rather than getting completely lost in this storm of the information which was going around.
It's an unintentional sales pitch. I like it, Ritu.
Mike, I'm selling all the time nowadays. I told you before the podcast. You was telling me, what do you do? I said 50% times I'm selling.
Exactly. Oh, it's great.
Good. So actually, you've upskilled.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you share any personal experiences that have shaped your perspective on Gen AI and its impact on the future of work?
I think I want to give an example, because we were as a company, we were in the midst of our transformation of being a skill-based organization, and we were trying to upload the information to our systems and systems giving us results and everything. I think what we realized in the process that we were still very old school of thought, who felt that system should behave and it should have a very proper structure and A to Z points put in place. But eventually we realized that systems and the new AI is much more smarter. It can deal with certain things. I think that was my learning as a part of that process, which I experienced while Amdocs was trying to move into skill-based organization and we were going through this season. So I could see that this is really something which we need to remind ourselves. Our systems are still old operating systems, DOS. We need to move to the new operating systems mentally as well.
I'll add to that. I reflected a lot on the difference between the promise and the reality. This certainly over the course of this season. The promise of some of this technology is really cool, right? I was reading an article about the latest Adobe Firefly, like the latest video capabilities they're introducing, right? And Sora that came out, a month or two ago as of this recording. And like really the promise that these things are, and Microsoft, Copilot, these types of things. The promise is really fascinating, right? Some of us are I don't know, like excited and terrified in a way, right? Depending on our day jobs. But my on-the-ground experience so far, and what I think we heard in some of our episodes talking with Jeremy on the SDLC, for example, earlier this season, is that the reality is much tougher right now. And I think it will get there. I think we all see that it will go. But I can tell you that using some of these tools firsthand myself and in my day job, you really can see the gaps, right? Everyone wanted it tomorrow. And I think we're having a bit of a reckoning with the timelines that we all set for ourselves, right? To see when this can actually make the impact that we thought it would make.
I learned that I am patience-less, no patience. With Gen AI, you need to train it. And I have no patience in training anything. We also experimented with Sora and trying to create this cool video, and the amount of time and trials and everything, and it doesn't come out like I expected it, and my mind had it. And it's with different applications, all of the applications. And I hope that I have much more patience for my kids than to teach them stuff than I have for all the using all the prompts and all the applications, because really I expect things to look like they're from my own mind and they're not. Yeah. So this for me is a learning. I need to still think what I do with it. I'm very impatient.
I think it's super important. You made a really important comment. Yeah. Cause, and you and Ritu both touched on it separately in the prior responses, which is this, you've now changed this role, right? The skills have completely changed. And so if you had a person that, let's say, did video work before, we talked to a couple this season, that job looks different tomorrow, right? Because now they're worried about how do I prompt this thing to give me the right response? And how do I tune it as I go through the process, right? How do I change the output to be consistent with what I produced a day ago, right? Or something like that. Whereas you and I would like to have the what I would call the ChatGPT experience or the Amazon One Buy experience, right? We type what we want and it does it, right? And we're not there, right? Again, I think we will get there, but in the interim, we have this period, I'll speculate 24 months from now, that there are completely new jobs, completely new skills that are required to make this work, right? If you buy the sales pitch of all the big compute companies, maybe it'll happen tomorrow, but I think we have more time than that. I think it's going to continue to evolve, at least in the next 12 months.
I need more time. I must buy more time to upskill myself.
Looking ahead, what are your thoughts on how Gen AI will continue shaping the workplace in the coming years? And what advice would you offer listeners as they navigate this evolving landscape?
I think from my perspective, and I will talk from my own personal perspective, what is important is to pause before acting. What is really happening in the world today, there's a wave and we are moving with that. Not even thinking for a minute, does it make sense? Do I need to do something? I renavigate myself. So I keep telling myself, we need to pause, reflect, and act. If you look, this should be the cycle. But what is cycle happening is act, then think that what happened, and then decide the recourse. But eventually in the process, there's a frustration. And I'll just give you an example. There is a company, a big high-tech company, which spent millions of dollars on Gen AI training, only to realize after some time that they should not have done so much because their products didn't need them so much of a training. And it's true for individuals as well. So from my perspective, I think important is to pause, to reflect and act. Because whenever there is a huge change like Gen AI, the way it was on internet in the 90s, it's going to impact every facet of our life for sure. We can't afford to say I'm untouched and nothing will happen. But how and what I need to touch is something which we need to be more cognizant of. That will help us in creating less of waste because there will be focused action and help us to create less of stress. Because when you act too much, you get stressed.
So I was like very fascinated by our ability or our tribe to impact the models with, you know, with the gender bias. And on International Women's Day, we took the time to encourage women to get more involved with Gen AI and to prompt and to touch the models because the models at the moment are skewed.
I think that what I would tell people in general is experiment like today, right? Tomorrow, yesterday, go play with the tools, figure out what they do and don't do, figure out where they work and where they don't work. There's literally a new LLM every day. Even if you're not a technical person, you should understand why that's evolving, right? And what it means for you, why you should use Llama versus GPT-5 versus what, you don't need to know that, but you do need to know what the tools are capable of. Logitech was putting an AI button on their mics now, right? So like you click the AI button and whatever you're pointing at, it interprets and summarizes. And tomorrow it's going to be refrigerators, right? And the day after that, it's going to be... So the technology is going to impact everything we're doing. So we need to understand the potential for that, even if we can't predict all the possible uses. Understand the risks, right? Because this is also, we talked about it this season, right? There are major risks to this technology, right? We should take them with a grain of salt, but we should also consider them very seriously. Get that firsthand experience, regardless of what type of employee or role or skills you have, right? because tomorrow, not only is it going to be a checkbox on your resume that you have this type of experience, but for your day job, you're going to be 15% slower or less productive than the person who is already using this stuff. It's becoming a prerequisite for filling roles. So that's my two cents on what people should be paying attention to, right?
So I think this tension between to be and to do more and to influence is going to carry us probably into the near future and the next pendulum move. I'm very curious. Okay, it keeps me curious. I try to find my center around this, to recenter around this, to find who I am. Like you said, Ritu, not run and yet to run and to experiment and to be impatient. Let's see where this takes us. So as I reflect or think about the future of Gen AI and how it's going to shape, I think we've learned and we've seen through the professionals that we've spoken to that some of the professions are completely disrupted and their professions would look differently. And probably organizations as we know them today are not going to look like we know and think about them today. And this is intriguing. It's so intriguing that we might want to dedicate a season for it.
And that's a wrap for this season. A huge thank you to you, our wonderful hosts, for sharing your insights and experiences throughout this wonderful journey.
So I want to thank everyone for joining us. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in this season, whether it was one episode or half an episode or all 13 episodes. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you. I want to thank Ritu and Yael, who have been phenomenal co-hosts this whole season, and of course, our entire team helping to make it happen. And I'd be remiss not to thank Alex as well for all the work done this season. And I would just say, stay tuned, right? There's more to come here. We have some more interesting topics that we're going to be tackling, and we appreciate you joining us. Make it amazing.